The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Day in, day out. Same old hoodoo follows me about. Same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you.
Oh, patriotic. Thank you. Here we go. Here we go, George. I'm over here, baby. It's hello. Hello. It's okay. There we go. Oh, my God. It's going to be one of those days, Al. Al's happy. Al's happy today, baby. Look out. Come on. Everybody frosty. Oh, we lost Murt already. He's gone. Looking for rubber bands. I walk in the studio. I have this wallet. This is my wallet. I keep a rubber band around my money. I've never met a wallet that I like. So it always falls out, flies around. So I put the rubber band on. Now, the rubber band, of course, last night in the middle of this crazy schedule, I had boink. It just breaks. So now, you see how wifey Al comes through. There, I got a rubber band. It really makes more sense when you have, it's just easier. Look at that. Now I got my little credit cards. I got my money I could give to everybody. My tip money. So virtually why I carry cash is to tip people, okay? I wish people would tip me. Wouldn't that be great? We walked in the station. Hey, Joey, thanks. Great to see you, pal. How are you? Here's a little something outside. Hey, Al's calling out. Peel it off.
What do you need?
Peel it off. Peel it off. Hey, give me a 20. Sure. Hey, look at money bags over here.
Listen.
Hey, good morning. And so I walked in. I said, where's my rubber band? And we're going, I don't think we get rubber bands around here. So now, thank you, Al. Thank you. We got the rubber band situation. And we're on the air on YouTube and on Facebook. And great to see you. Then Al said, don't keep the music going too long because we'll have to pay residuals. Well, God forbid. And then this is because if YouTube blocks us, because if you have gone on, and I apologize for that, if you go on and you look for us and it says Joe Piscopo, YouTube, check it out, and you hit it, YouTube blocks us. Why? Because they don't get residual payments for the songs that we use on the show. I promise you they do that. Don't think like YouTube is great, Facebook is great, Apple is great. They are corporate monsters of the worst degree. They really, all they want is our money. So Facebook can't play this you better hurry up, Joe, because we don't want to play residuals. God forbid. Hey, 607, how are you? Not only that, then this is the best. And we'll get to Siri and we'll get to it all. I come in, doors are open, everything's open, everything is spotless. Oh, spotless. Like you walk around, everything's in order in the station, the quote unquote VIP restroom. Like I've never seen it ever. What could be going on? Oh, yeah. Corporate's coming in today. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody gave the word, man. Corporate's coming in. Clean it all up. And it's absolutely great. My, it looks great around here. Looks really great around here. Yeah. Well, that's because you're here, corporate, so we appreciate it. We welcome corporate to New York City. Hey, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio. I never had the privilege to serve in the United States military. And I told you the story many times. My father always said, you're not going to Vietnam. And I was ready to go to Vietnam, man. I said, I can't do this college thing, Pop, you know. And it was the one thing that my father always told me, the one thing that he said to me. He never said to me, go to law school. Look, Joe, I worked hard. Your grandparents came from another country. I learned the language. I learned the laws of the United States. I'm an American. I became a lawyer as an Italian-American. Very difficult to do. You should do the same, son. Never got that speech from my pop. He was just a great guy. Always, always, always so supportive, you know. If I did something wrong, boom, in the back of the head, like 2 seconds. Am I right? Or the belt. I got it all when I was a kid. But he was always such a great example. A living example. So I'm in college, and I'm thinking, all right, let me just, I can't do this. I'll go in the service for a couple of years. he wouldn't let me go because, of course, he was in the Second World War and he saw the horrors of war. So I never went and served. So, but he taught me how great the military is. He taught me how great the country is. My father did. And he served the country valiantly, even though he didn't even speak English when he first, you know, he spoke Italian. Yet here's a guy that grew up. Where did they go? Where did they send him? Where did the United States Army Air Corps send him? To Italy. To Italy they sent him. And he went to where he just freed the villages that the Nazis took over. So I just say that because I think we need to, like, we could hold the chairs. Everybody stop the movement in there. I'm just trying to talk a little bit. Oh, my God. I am trying to do a radio show. It is the most toughest thing I've ever done in my life is this. And I just need a little help. We have chairs that squeak. I'm trying so hard. Stay with me. Will you stay with me? I feel like Rodney. No respect at all. Nobody cares, right? Hey, so you go into Syria, drop the mother of all bombs. Flatten it. This is my head. I'm a hawk. Get in. Take it out. But you can't do it with American troops. You can't do it with American troops. Where is NATO? Where's the UN? Why can't we have an allied force like we did in the Second World War where everybody's in this together? Why is it always us? Now the president is allowing Turkey to go into Syria, and now it's bad. But that's what the president campaigned on. So you see Colonel McGregor, a regular guest on this show, saying this is the right thing to do. You know, you see a lot of folks saying, going up against this president. But I have to tell you this. This is a healthy debate. This is a healthy criticism of the president. This impeachment inquiry is scary. It's scary, and they won't stop with it. And it's all a hoax. It is a witch hunt. It's all fake news. Oh, that whole impeachment thing is a concerted takedown of President Trump. But when it comes to Syria now, when the president goes in and goes, look, I want to get out of there. I got to get out of there. This is a healthy debate. And you got to give the president credit for standing his ground and actually fulfilling a campaign promise. Dying to hear what you think about it. Because as the son of someone in the United States military, and I, you know, they always say, I'm a hawk, but I'm more like a chicken hawk because I never served, right? All right, guilty as charged. But do we indeed get out of Syria and just leave it? What's going to happen with ISIS? Do you hand what happens to ISIS over to Erdogan in Turkey? These are, you know what? I'll tell you, I'm emboldened because this is a healthy debate to have. And you can criticize the president. It's a healthy criticism of the president. Let me tell you that's great. The impeachment thing is scary. It's just that whole thing, they won't stop with that. And you think this Ukraine impeachment thing is done? No, they got the next one planned. You don't think they have the next one planned? They went with Mueller. That failed miserably. That was the biggest embarrassment to the Democratic Party in the history of American politics, was the Mueller probe. Somehow, the press doesn't go to that. Joe Biden, what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did, that was as criminal in my mind as anything that anyone's done. Talk about pay to play. I'm from New Jersey. That's the way New Jersey government works. That's exactly how New Jersey government works. Oh, you want to be my law, the law firm for the Democratic Party? All right. Okay. Then, so now you got to go and you got to get some kind of special interest. You got to go get some kind of deal. All right. I need the account. I mean, we would like to have the account of that big municipality. We would like to have the account of that big utility company. That's the way New Jersey works. It's called pay to play. It's rampant. It's corrupt and it's rampant. But hey, man, I'm from Jersey. It's the way it works. You know what I'm saying? So you wish that they would just take some of that money and help out, you know, and rebuild Patterson, you know, and they're doing good in Camden, I must say, you know, but go to some of the stressed areas of this state. So what's going to happen with what's happening in the United States government? In regards to what's happening with Syria and how they settle that, you know, I don't have the answer to it. Because I like to just take them out. Flatten them, you know what I mean, and go in there and don't do it just because you'll make more money in the military, like you always talked about the military industrial complex. Let's just see what's going on. Give me a call at 877-970-2999, and we'll get to the calls early if you'd like on our Balance of Nature phone line, because you know what, I'm not sure how to react to that. You know, the Mueller, I could tell you about the Mueller probe, I could tell you about this Ukraine fiasco, I could tell you about that, but when it comes to Syria, do you step out? Do you indeed step out? But yes, it's a healthy debate to have, you know. So we got a full show for you at 6:14. Colonel Jack Jacobs is the guy that is so objective. He's so calm. Colonel Jack, Medal of Honor recipient and a friend. and we're going to have the colonel come on at the 7 o'clock hour, okay? And we're going to talk about exactly what we should do with Syria. And trust me, whatever Colonel Jacobs says we should do is most likely 99% what we should do, because he's that good, you know? Andre Domino's with us. There's a lot of talk about Columbus Day. What's happening with Columbus Day? It's coming up next week. We're celebrating it. I'm done with it. This Columbus Day is an Italian-American holiday. I don't want Indigenous People Day. Take your own day. God bless you. We love you. We don't disregard your what you've done, your contributions to North America. But you know, take your own day. Don't kind of take away Columbus Day, because that is our day and we're celebrating it. Columbus discovered America. Okay, just deal with it. Just deal with it. Move on, because we're not going anywhere in New York City. I'll tell you that. Even though there are some very weak municipalities around the state of New Jersey who are taking away Columbus Day, we are not in New York City. We stand strong, and happy Columbus Day, and that's coming up next week already. Andre Domino will talk to us about that. Giotti Valente is one of the great, great vocalists, just a great Italian gal, and she will join us as well. She's performing at Carnegie Hall this Friday. David Burke back in the house, man. We got the chef back in the house. I'm very excited to see David, man. He is so cool. Just since he's been on the Piscopo Show, I have to tell you, I hate when people use a name like that, but I will, because I won't get credit for it otherwise. So thank you. This is why the president goes, the best president is Donald Trump. You got to promote yourself every once in a while. Maybe I should start tweeting more? Okay. So I'll tell you, the reason I think that David Burke is just like, this guy is exploding as a super chef. He came on our humble morning show, and ever since then, but he doesn't forget us. He comes back, and he's back this morning. Chaz Palminteri. Chaz, you don't want to miss Chaz in the 8 o'clock hour. He's going somewhere. He's always busy. He's shooting a film. I talked to him last night. He's upset about Mother Cabrini, how they treated Mother Cabrini in New York City, how she was voted one of the most admired women, and then the mayor's wife just said, no, that's not going to happen. How does that happen? And Mother Cabrini is one of the most stellar individuals to walk the planet. And now Saint Mother Cabrini, but we'll talk about that with Chaz Palminteri. You don't want to miss that. And I love that Chaz is fired up about that and true to his heritage. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Chris Kattan, you know Chris Kattan. Well, he's got the Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition coming up. And a former Saturday Night Live cast member, and Chris will join us. And Nick Langworthy, a chairman of the New York State Republican Party. So we're all set to go and locked and loaded. So I'm running out. This schedule is nuts for me. That's why I always get frustrated. You know, I'm always frustrated. What's going on, and I'm the last to know everything, and what's going on, and who's going on, and I just don't. I'm the last to know about everything, and nor do I get any respect. I'm the last guy they call, so I'm running like a madman, right? Running all around the city, and I'm step out, and then as I step out, and go into Mike. Mike is driving my car, Big Mike. Thank God for Big Mike. And I get a phone call. It says Al Gattulo on the phone. So I pick up the phone. I go, well, Al, what's going on? He goes, don't go down Broadway. They're protesting. The climate change protesters are protesting Broadway. Don't go by the bull. He goes. I go, Al, you ready? Go by. And thank goodness Al called, because I go down. We start down Broadway, and of course all these protesters, for whatever reason, get a job. I mean, that's what I would love for these protesters to do, but they're not. They're at the bull protesting, blocking traffic. The police are there. And so we took Morris Street and went down on the west side. So I thank Al for that. Now, we are blessed to have with us this morning the real traffic lady, Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, good morning. How you doing? It's great to see you live in studio.
Hi, Joe. It's such a pleasure.
How are you doing? Going in for a hug. How are you doing? How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you so much. Love the tie.
You know what? We're doing an event. We're doing like a political event later, so I thought I'd wear red, white, and blue. Deb, so, and Al, good morning, and thank you for that,
morning.
Albert.
You're welcome.
He did the traffic yesterday morning. Hey. He did the traffic.
They were dropping behind me. They did a die-in. What happened, I'm driving down Broadway, and I see these three SUVs, police cars. So I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here? And then I see this phalanx of cops, had to be 150 police officers, lined up going down Broadway, I guess to protect the people from going into the street. And I'm hearing all these protesters. There's a woman standing on the bull waving a huge green flag, and they're throwing red paint on the bull.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then all of a sudden, as I'm passing them, I see behind me in my rearview mirror, These people are in the street and dropping like they're dead, and they have blood on their shirts, and they're staging this die-in or whatever. That's why I called you immediately. I'm like, you come down here, you're not going to get
they're
out.
They're painting the street with oil paint, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is good. So they're totally just ruining and environmentally ruining Wall Street.
All I said was 3 minutes later, and I would have hit. I would have gotten right in front of them. I would have hit them all with my car.
Debbie, but thank you for that.
No, you'd be in jail. That wouldn't be good.
That's okay.
You did. Hey, Deb, so what do we owe this a great pleasure of having you with us?
Oh, you know, Jerry invited me to stop in one Tuesday, so Frank and I decided this Tuesday
Perfect.
Would work.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Corporate's coming in.
It's just
who we love, by the way.
Because we booked this a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's great. But the studios never look cleaner. Everything is
That's
so
awesome.
Like, I've never, have you seen it? You notice it, guys? Everything is meticulous.
Because
corporate's coming in, which is always good.
Yeah.
What a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
It's been crazy. It's a crazy morning. Running around like a madman.
Yes.
And we'll tell you all about what's going on because I want to go see him. I'm on the road and I want to see everybody out there. I had a great time in Philadelphia last night. I'll tell you about that.
I saw the pictures.
You know what? It turned out with the Midtown man. How great are they? They were just great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fun. And Bernie Perrant with your Flyers boy. I was with Bernie, the man. A legendary goalie for the Philadelphia Flyers.
The guy who won him a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, he really is. He really did. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio. Debbie's right here. Look,
Yay!
Live in the studio.
Hi.
And good morning, Debbie Uhame. Traffic with you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much, Joe. Let's see what's happening. First of all, I want to tell you, PATH trains delays system-wide. It's all due to signal failure at Journal Square. Also, downtown F trains are on the A from West 4th, getting down toward J Street. This is all due to some ongoing maintenance work. Now, if you're heading inbound at the GWB, at this point, only about 5 to 10 at the GWB. The Lincoln Tunnel starting to build to about a 15-minute delay. Holland Tunnel, pretty tough already, 20 to 25 in from both approaches. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. Here in town on 1st Avenue in the 30s, watch out for some fire department activity. There's some type of a steam leak over there to deal with. And heading out to the island on William Floyd northbound, getting into Sunrise Highway, everything closed. It's a car fire, so you're subject to closure there. And on the Cross County East into New Rochelle Road into Eastchester, a collision, two lanes blocked. And in Jersey, on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south, getting down toward exit 9, it's an overturned tanker truck, a 6-mile delay there already this morning, so prepare for some delays. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple 3-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
ADP isn't just in the payroll business. We're in the people business, helping companies find them, train them, and empower them by clearing the way for them to do their best work. Because when your people thrive, your business thrives with them. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people, so you and your company can achieve what you're working for. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Like AM 970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com. Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Hey. Thank you. Al's trying to calm me down this morning.
That's not going to work. But
you never find. Oh, Lou Rawls. I need Lou Rawls this morning, man. Come on. Come on, Debbie. We got dance here, baby. We got this. We got it. Come on, girl.
She's in the groove. Forget it. She's in the groove.
I know. I you never find for as long as you live. Lou Rawls. Come on, baby.
You'll never find.
Oh, man. Come on.
As long as you live.
Yeah, man.
Someone who loves you tender like I.
Oh, it's just Debbie's in. There's Debbie grooving to Lou Rawls. Thank you, Al. I definitely needed that. It's just, you know, when I have the schedule crazy, I have no sleep at all. I go 24/7. It's one of those weeks. And it's all good. It's all minor problems. It's just the little things that we put up with. That I'm telling you, one day I'll write a book. I don't want to write it right. I just don't like to talk about it. Like they say, you should write a book about Saturday Night Live. You know, I'm not going to. You know why? I don't talk. I'm Italian. I don't talk. I'm not going to. I could tell you things that will make your head spin. You think I tell you stories now? Whoa, what I could tell you about SNL. I don't, because you know what? You shouldn't talk about, like, when they write about the ball players, write about what happened in the locker room, that should not be written. There's like a code, you know? Like the old man used to say, Mr. Sinatra, the gentleman's code, you know, when he sang a quarter to three. So now there's a lot of stuff going on, and I just kind of put up with it, and we deal with it, and it's all good, and we're going to go ahead. Travel-wise, I was in Philly last night, and this is what when I'm telling you, when I talk to you and I tell you about how great the country is. It was for it was like a fundraiser for a school out in, like, King of Prussia out that way. People were so nice, went down there, and with my buddy, he goes, Joe, could you come and be master of ceremonies? I meet the best people, and they're all helping. You know what? They're kids. That's all it is. And it's in a beautiful section just outside of Philadelphia on the MC. This is great. Who's the entertainment? The Midtown Men. You got to see Michael Longoria and Christian Hoff and these guys, and J. Robert Spencer and Daniel Reichert. These are brilliant, brilliant guys, all from Jersey Boys on Broadway. And my buddy Ray put them all together. They just smoked it. What a successful night. But I got out of there late. I came home late. Now, what am I doing today? Do you think I get? No, we're going to broadcast today, have some fun. Then I got to go. Frankie, you love this. I'm going to go record a Christmas song, which will come out in November with Dave Damiani.
I heard
my
about
body.
This.
Is that great?
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's great. I'm going to do Santa Claus is Coming to Town swing version. Damiani,
awesome.
Dave put together the greatest arrangement. So I'm going to go in, and I go from here to a recording studio, you know. And then we go and we do an event tonight with Madison Jesioto, my buddy. We're going to go out there and do a quick little hi, hello, how are you? Just to support my buddy Joey out there in Madison, New Jersey. So we'll have some fun. But that's a Joey benefit. Hey, Joe, you got Columbus Day this weekend? Hey, Joe, you're coming in from Philly? Hey, Joe, you're going on stuff? Could you drop in and do my thing for nothing? Could you just drop by and do nothing? Why? Who's going to be there? Madison Jesioto. I went, okay. So, you know, okay. I swear to God. And I'm going to Madison. Are you going to really go to Madison, New Jersey? She goes, yeah, I'll be there. Okay.
Madison.
Well, that was the whole thing.
I was there last night.
What were you doing in Madison?
I was in Gillette, actually. I was at the Sterling Hotel.
Which is beautiful.
Drinks, beautiful. Dinner.
You know,
but a Grateful Dead cover band. Not a fan.
Do you see what I'm saying? He just goes out and does stuff.
Right?
Well, he'll be with us Sunday at Michael's of Brooklyn, I'm sure.
I won't. Oh. I have a game. Whoops. I got to work the Jet Cowboy game.
Well, but that's me. Right there. Everything I do is work related.
Besides,
everything.
You know what? You know
everything
what? I love
he goes
Michael's
out. Hold on. Albert, hold on. Debbie, he goes out. Look, Debbie's here. Debbie's gonna be the moderator.
Laugh like right.
Debbie,
I always do.
No, listen. Debbie, so he goes out, and when he goes out, it's like, so what are you doing? Well, there was a new beer. I had to go find a new beer. Like, he's going
tomorrow.
To Sterling. He's going to Gillette. It was great. Oh, where did you go? Sterling. What's on Sterling? The St. Joseph Shrine. Maybe Al found Jesus.
I
he
don't
found
know.
St. Joseph.
I don't think
no,
so, no,
he found a Grateful Dead cover band. It's Sterling.
Which was terrible. No, as my
you're
friend said
pray
last
to
night.
St. Joseph at the shrine. No, you're listening
as
to
my friend said last night, all of the people were dancing like the Charlie Brown Christmas special and the whole Peanuts gang just starts, you know, jumping all over the place. That's how they dance.
That's so the old great. White people.
Right,
man.
Exactly.
That's all
exactly.
Right.
Entertaining.
Although one woman was staring at my friend that I felt dirty, like while she was staring at him.
Is he single? Was
oh yeah, he's single.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
I said I'm leaving. You take care of business.
But you're the wingman. You're the wingman. Come on.
No. I didn't need to. Not last night. I didn't need to be the wingman.
You didn't need help like that. All right. No. So,
but I did not find Jesus. Unless Jesus makes beer, he does make wine. Turns water into wine. But no.
Lacrima Christi. You guys know what that is? Like Chris Christie. Someone just, I know someone's listening saying, wow, got it. The Tears of Christ. It's a great wine from the Master Antonio Vineyards outside of Avellino. It's a white wine.
Are you going there? When you go to Italy?
No, I'm going to go. You know what I'm doing when I go to Italy? We're going to go in, Deb, when we're there. Mm-hmm. When you guys, we're going to go head down to Sorrento, and we go down. I'm going to take you're going to make mozzarella, and you're going to be in Sorrento. Mm.
You ever done that?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you can go to Capri. I want to pay respect to my grandfather's hometown in Avellino.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Gerardina. We're going to go see the family in Avellino.
Good.
I got to do that. Honestly, Sorrento was like my dad's favorite town, you know. He was all over Italy during the war. He said Sorrento was a vide mare quanta bella. Can I sing to you when we're in Sorrento?
All right,
before I leave, I'll sing Sorrento to you.
You got to bring back some of that wine, though, if you can get it there.
You can get it here. You can get it here.
Oh, you can?
Yes,
all right.
Here.
I have to look for it.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's good to see you guys. The family is here. You have your morning team here. See, but I say there's a comfort in the angst, in the anxiety, in the scheduling. There's a comfort when I come in and this is my family here.
Don't touch me.
And you just don't touch me.
That's right.
Don't shake my hand.
That's right.
And I'll be
don't
fine.
Don't look at me.
Don't look. No eye contact. And we're getting
15
look
minute mass, Father. Yes.
I'm working on it. You think I'm good? Oh, that priest was good this weekend.
Can you imagine? Well,
he crushed it. He was a new priest, and he got it. We were out of there in about 45 minutes. I done
that's a, the Pope almost is, a record.
Yeah. The Pope is talking about relaxing the rules of celibacy for priests.
Whoa!
Because they're having such a,
I could join the priesthood then.
Well, they're saying they can't recruit enough priests in the Roman Catholic Church, so they're thinking about relaxing the celibacy.
I said, Debbie, I know, you go around. An interesting conversation I had, to your point, Al, with the priest was after the mass, and we chatted, and I said, you know, we're being persecuted. And this priest told me the best thing I heard. He goes, you know, that's when Catholics shine the best, when they go after us and they persecute us. And he's very throughout history,
because
and he's
you
right.
Come through it, and we get together, and you know,
I'm telling you what's happening now is they try to shut us down. So, but they said I got one priest here. They got two more priests in Hunterdon County. They're all showing up. So that's a nice sign. Mm-hmm. This guy was a great young priest. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see.
Recently, I was invited to a barbecue for the seminarians over in the Archdiocese of Newark.
Is that a ball club? Is that a baseball club out?
And there was no beer there, so Al wasn't there. There was no beer.
They're playing the Yankees in the playoffs.
There were so many young guys there. Yeah. And I also met a man who just became a priest after his wife passed. And he got his calling. And now he's a priest, and his son is a priest.
Wow.
Isn't that
how
beautiful?
Old's the guy, if I can
figure? The guy, he was probably
40s?
He was probably in his 50s.
Wow.
And his wife had passed, and then he said in 2011.
Yeah.
And then he went through a lot of, like, you know, soul searching, and he
absolutely
said he got his calling.
Absolutely.
And he answered.
What's the cutoff age?
I think you retire at 75, as far as I know. Probably anybody can join anytime.
Why not?
I always
see, but if you get the younger priests that are married, you'll have those 15-minute masses. Because look, we got to go shopping, kids, got to go.
But there were a lot
that's
of
great
there
though. Were, that's great. You're right.
Am I right?
And there were so many young seminarians there, young guys, like 20, 21, from all over
that's
the
great
world.
Normally, it's 10 Hail Marys today, 4.
Right? A married priest will go like this. Look, I'd love to tell you about Matthew. Right. I got it. She got me.
I got to go.
I got to go see the in-laws today. Right. I got to go. You know, like a regular
person. But I'm just
saying,
you know, you never know. But I think it's interesting that the Pope wants to do that, that they're considering relaxing the celibacy laws because they need more Roman Catholic
priests.
By
the way, before we break, thanks for reminding me, Al, is that it was good. Mike Pompeo, who I'm a huge Pompeo, Mike Pompeo fan, Secretary of State. This is a great American. This is a great guy. And he was with the Pope. You don't see any of that in the news. You don't see any of that. And you know what else you didn't see in the news? And I talked to you on our intimate hour here at 6:33 with Joe and Debbie right next to me. Frankie is here. And Al, the young black conservatives went to the White House, and this was a few days ago, and it was monumental to watch. I've never seen fervor. I've never seen the excitement inside the White House that I saw. Now, I'm going to post something that I saw. I didn't see one little mention about it in any news outlet. They just didn't. Young black conservatives that are huge, not just pro-America, and yes, they were very patriotic, pro-Donald Trump. And wouldn't a news outlet go, you know, interesting that the young black Americans are supporting the president the way they are. I'm going to tweet this out. You at Jersey Joe Piscopo. It doesn't. And I think, Frankie, what we got to start doing every time the president does something good, because all we hear about is the bad, we should talk about it. Got to talk about Syria. You're very happy this morning.
Oh, Absolutely.
Look at him. He's excited. We're getting out of Syria. Yes, yes.
He came in with pom-poms this morning.
Right.
No, but, you know, Frankie's been saying this, as Tucker Carlson's been saying it, as Colonel McGregor's been saying it, get out of Syria. I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that, but I love that it's a healthy debate with the president, because this impeachment situation is scary, because it's a takedown from the deep state going after a president. The Mueller probe failed miserably. They're going to try something else. And trust me, right now, they have lawyers within Congress on the Democratic side that are now looking to take down the president for something else. They have somebody spying on the president. Yes, they do. They will not stop. And we just have to stay vigilant and stay stronger, you know. But when you talk about, Mr. President, you shouldn't pull out of Syria, you're making the wrong move. That is a healthy debate to have. So 877-970-2999. On our Bouncer Nature phone lines. So Frankie is here and Debbie Duhaime is in the studio today. Yay, yay,
yay.
And yay.
Fun,
look
fun.
Great, Deb. You look great.
Thank you.
We had a good time. And then we're going to have a great time when we go to Italy. That's that's already in a couple weeks, right?
I know.
Just like that. So we're all excited about that. And everything's in order as far as I could see. And Big Al is here, and he's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 635. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nearly 100 people are arrested at a climate change protest in Lower Manhattan that involved mock deaths and the use of fake blood. A group surrounded and poured fake blood on the Wall Street Charging Bull statue yesterday, while more fake blood was poured on the cobblestones near the New York Stock Exchange. In total, 93 people arrested, with demonstrators saying they're part of the Extinction Rebellion, which has events planned worldwide. Their aim is to draw attention to what they say will be dire consequences if more isn't done about climate change. The Transportation Security Administration says a man flying from Newark to Brazil last week tried to take a sword with him through security as a carry-on. TSA spokeswoman Lisa Farbstein released the details of the incident on Twitter yesterday, saying the traveler thought he'd be able to bring the sword with him because of its value. Farbstein says he was sent back to the airline counter to check the weapon in his luggage and was then allowed on the flight. In sports, Yankees headed to the American League Championship Series. They swept the Twins with a 5-1 win in Game 3 of their American League Division Series in Minnesota. Gleyber Torres, Cameron Maben hit solo homers for New York. And as you heard here on The Answer last night, Nationals beating the Dodgers 6-1 in D.C., forcing a winner-take-all Game 5 in the NLDS. That game will take place tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhaime's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the inbound GWB. You're waiting 30 minutes into town already. Lincoln 20. Holland still about 30 to 35 in from 1 and 9 through that construction zone. 20 minutes in from the turnpike. Watch for a problem on 22 West at Meeker Avenue, Newark. All lanes subject to closure with a crash. And 280 West getting into exit 14 in Newark. An accident there as well. Over on 80 East getting into exit 63. An accident getting out toward Lodi and Saddlebrook, so watch for slowdowns there as well. We're still seeing some volume this morning on First Avenue, getting up through the 30s. That's ongoing fire department activity. And heading over to the Cross County East at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester, an accident taking a couple of lanes there. Over on William Floyd North, getting up toward Sunrise Highway, everything closed in Shirley with a collision. And finally, on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lane south at 9, an overturned tanker truck, two lanes remain blocked. Partly cloudy today with a high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa. At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I am hosting the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online presentation that will show you exactly what it takes to get wealthy in the bustling Trump economy. It's booming beyond belief, with record low unemployment, record high jobs numbers, record high stock markets, and nearly 12,000 Americans becoming new millionaires every week. But I recognize that not everyone's getting ahead, and I want to change that. Joining me is an award-winning financial strategist whose work I've been following for 15 years. During our event, he'll detail his new number one stock in America, which could be the next stock to create a new set of millionaires in this country. So please be sure to join us for the Great American Wealth Project. And I should mention, you'll also discover how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club. You'll do it right to protect your home and family. Lowe's is here to help with trusted brands to give you the peace of mind you're looking for. Now get $10 off a First Alert 10-year battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice and location for just $49.97. Plus, pick up a Ring Alarm security kit and get a First Alert smoke and carbon monoxide combination alarm with Z-Wave compatibility for free. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 10-9. Ring Alarm offer available in select stores and online. U.S. only.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
There's noise and everything. Okay. All right, we're trying.
So time stops for no one. I can't stop time.
Put us like Debbie.
I love when he does. This is the best part. Hold on. He goes, hold on. Uh-huh. There's no holding on. Time. That's it. When it stops, you got to talk
on radio. Right.
Right.
So funny.
I love it. I love being in here.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Are we like DeLorean?
There's no DeLorean parked outside. We're not going 88 miles an hour. That's it.
Yeah. Oh my Lord, Lord Jesus. Hi. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn and this big Columbus Day cook-off? This is going to be great. It's going to be Sunday, October 13th, my weekend. Do we have a little time out? Do we have a little time? We're under the gun. No time, no news break.
Can I
embellish, as it were?
Sure.
We love Michael's of Brooklyn. They've been with us since day one. Debbie, am I right?
We've been there a few times. And so great.
When other sponsors come onto the show, and we're always proud to have, and by the grace of God, everybody's on the show. We always say, look at Michael's of Brooklyn. When Mary took me out there, mm-hmm. our wonderful sales guy mm-hmm. took us out there, and then I met Fred and Johnny, Mary Ann, and Michael himself. They started then. This was years ago. Now they're all across the country. This is like the number one sauce. They just are crushing it mm-hmm. with sauce. So now we have this cook-off thing. You went to the wedding. You're going to Italy. I can't ask you to go Sunday.
I actually have planned Sunday. Otherwise, I would go.
Which is church-based, I'm sure.
I've got a couple things going on. Yeah.
So the 11th, I got to go back to Philly on Friday. Saturday, we have a big, big event at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, which I'm going to be performing there. Maria Bartiromo, Mistress of Ceremonies, is going to be great there. Boom, getting up. And I'm running right out to Brooklyn on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have the cook-off. This is going to be great. I'm going to be on the panel, one of the judges, with Fred and Johnny and with Michael himself. And if you'd like to attend this cook-off, this is this Sunday. This Sunday, Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R, Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Remember, the contest starts at noon this Sunday, October 13th, okay? I will see you there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios.
Come bella c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto belle fast.
There it is. Hey, you know, Debbie's good. Usually we're all Italian all the time. Debbie, it's nice you have a little, bringing that little English into the morning show right here, huh?
Thank you for having me.
Well, are you kidding? It's great to see you. And I love that you're here. You are welcome here. So welcome anytime. Speaking of Italian, Chaz Palminteri is going to jump on. I love Chaz because he's a great actor, right? You know him from The Bronx Tale. You know him from the stage, the Broadway show Bronx Tale. His film... His whole catalog of films that he has done, he's always great. Academy Award nominated actor. He's fired up about this Mother Cabrini thing. That Mother mm-hmm, Cabrini, mm-hmm. We need a statue. And now I want to clear this up. Is there indeed, someone called and said there's a statue outside of Grand Central. Is that true? Do we know? Can we deke that out, Frankie?
I will look that up.
But in any regard, when the mayor's wife said, what women do you, did she put that like this public voting mm-hmm. situation where you can go out and you could vote for the most admired woman, mm-hmm. Mother Cabrini, Mother Frances Cabrini was the number one. She won. And then the mayor's wife said no.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would she say no if she asked for a vote and then the vote came in?
Because we're Italians and we get no respect. I swear to goodness gracious. Christians and Italians. It's a bias. It's an absolute bias. If it was any other ethnic group and you did that, oh, sorry. that you're this ethnic group and you can't be that. No, it's wrong. So Chaz is now on the back. And you don't want to mess with, and I want to talk to the first lady in New York. You don't want to mess with Chaz.
No,
I'm just saying. So you don't want to miss Chaz. At least I love when Chaz is true to his heritage. David Burke will be with us as well. And Colonel Jack Jacobs coming in because we're talking about Syria. And I don't know that we step away from Syria. I don't know the way the president went after ISIS is great. They handed it off to Erdogan. It makes me suspect that that will work. But again, it's a healthy debate to have. Lindsey Graham, everybody, oh man, all the hawks down there in Washington, man, you can't, Mr. President, you can't. So let's see what happens there. But this is the kind of debates we should have. Not this impeachment fiasco, not this hoax, not this fake news extravaganza. That's all they want to do is take the president down. No, let's talk about it. This is something serious that we should talk about. And I wonder if sometimes if the president brings this up in the, right now, he's got a real brilliant knack to, to shift, the topic of the day. And so, but I'm not saying that's why he did that about Syria, but you never know. He might have brought it up now just to take, everybody's mind off of this ridiculous impeachment fiasco, because it is indeed that. It's a fiasco. Hey, but Debbie, the wedding, how great was Frank's wedding? Was that great?
It was so much
fun.
And
huh?
Rachel looked so beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
So handsome.
It was so nice of both of you to be there. So it was very, very special that you guys were such a big part of it.
It was, everybody was just enjoying it. And I love the mix of people.
It was a diverse crowd, that's for sure.
So many politicians. And so many people in radio, people that I haven't seen in a long time.
You had a lot of fans, I noticed. People running up to you just by voice, immediately recognizing that it was Debbie O'Hane.
No. But we had a great time, and I got to see, Flipper, who I haven't seen in a long time, and
yeah,
Richard
terrific.
Bay, and so many great Curtis. It was nice to see so many people,
It was good. And you danced up a storm, girl.
We danced more at the after party than
Kidding me.
We were dancing like crazy at the wedding.
Yeah.
And I tried to get on the kicking that Margo was doing. Yeah. Remember the kicks?
Joe's
when
cane
Joe
can
was
only
singing?
Hold so many women.
And you threw the cane to Margo, and the ladies were kicking. And then Arthur's mom and I tried to squeeze in and start doing the kicks.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to do a few
kicks.
There
you go.
With the
ladies,
Oh, that was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun like that. I just can't believe that we all finally got together. It was very, very nice, and it was fun. It was festive. And then I can't believe you went on to the after party, and then the after party.
Well, why not?
She
it
was kidnapped by Arthur Idala.
It was great. Well, you know what happened? I went to the after party at at the
Lorenzo's.
Bar.
It was there, right?
Right there, and we were hanging out with Bridget and
great.
So many wonderful people having a great time. Mark and Maureen and just so many people. And then next thing I know, they were saying, oh, well, there's an after party now at John Tobacco's house. And I'm like, well, it's getting a little late. Next thing I know, I'm like being kidnapped onto the bus. And then I'm
in Lorenzo's, which I'll be at, by the way, plug March 27th, just saying. But so
I think it's the 22nd.
Is it 22nd?
Yeah.
All right, we'll check it out. Thank you. Whatever it is.
You got to show up on the right night, Joe. Huh?
Yeah, because, he had invited Mayor Guardian and, he showed up on the wrong day.
Suspect
Double
of that.
Just make sure.
I'll check it out. But how did you have an after party? Lorenzo's the best club, by the way, that Richard
it's
and Lois
a terrific
built.
Venue,
best
yes.
club in America. And I played them all. This is it, right in Staten Island, right there. So what were you guys were just sitting around? Was there music playing?
There was a DJ.
There was a DJ at Lorenzo's, too? Look at this.
It was so much fun. And Frank, you were having a good time.
Oh, I had a blast.
So many of
you. That is his wedding.
Did you go out? You didn't go to the after party?
No,
you didn't go?
I left.
No.
Why? Because you had to go shopping.
Well, I had to pick up my kid, too.
No, he had the wife. He was on his best behavior.
No.
Yeah, he was. He was on his very best behavior.
We had shots.
If you had platonic
fun,
friends, you would be at Lorenzo's partying with these guys.
Isn't it funny? He tells the story of going out without his wife, especially if there's two other women involved. He stays out, misses meals. Wife hasn't seen him in days.
No. I don't miss
She gets
meals.
She gets mad.
Yeah.
She gets mad.
She didn't talk to me for 2 days.
Well, I think she...
Tuesday, she thought out. But she knows these two women that I was with. I've known them since I was 6 years old.
Yeah. But you still didn't come
sisters
home.
Of the,
you didn't come home.
No, I did. I came home eventually.
Eventually.
Well, I'm already in trouble. What am I supposed to do? Go
it's
home and grovel?
I agree with you.
If Al had his posse with him, if he had the platonic posse with him, he would... He would have stayed to the after party. He'd still be partying. We'd be looking for you now.
We knew that we had to go pick up my son, and so we had to do food shopping, too, so we did the food shop, and then we picked up my kid.
No.
And then we went out to dinner. We got home. We went out to dinner at our local bar.
And, Joe, as usual, I bow to your superior intellect. You are correct. It is March 27th.
See? Now, what did I tell you? All right?
Joe knows
do I help you or what?
You're right.
Rubber band, correct date.
However, I will be appearing at Lorenzo's March 22nd for Sunday brunch.
Oh.
So if anyone wants to come by and buy me a Bloody Mary, I'll be there for the 2 o'clock
this
seating.
This is great. See how he works out in the studio?
Dysfunctional family that we are.
I love it. I love it.
Frank says it. Yeah, I get a red flag from Al immediately.
When's Italy? Because he's going to go, yeah, it's on the 15th, and you're going on the 19th or whatever.
But yeah. Mayor Guardian will show up. Yeah.
No, he needs to get back to Atlantic City.
Oh, man, we do. We need Mayor Guardian.
Run for mayor of Atlantic City.
Well, he's got to move to Jersey.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying, if he's going to move anywhere in Jersey, Atlantic City would be the spot.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll talk to you guys. I got to talk to you. Long story short, we got a break. I know we're going to go to Debbie. I came home. It was late. The traffic was crazy. And I'm running through. And I got a piece of pizza in Staten Island.
You're kidding?
No. And I can't. I wish I could remember the name of the place. Yeah, I did it. You know, I mean, truth be told, it's our intimate hour. And forgive me, Debbie. Mm. But I kind of needed to use the restroom for a second. So I said,
don't tell me what happened in the 7-Eleven happened here.
No.
So if you got a piece of pizza on Staten Island at 7-Eleven, I'd smack you.
No. So I went to a pizza joint. And I said, I felt obligated not just say, can I have a restroom, please? So I said, yeah, give me a slice, please. It was great. I'm a Jersey pizza guy, but Staten Island pizza, mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And I wish I knew.
What street you were on?
It was by a CVS. It was by a Dunkin'.
I mean, really. Can you give us a more esoteric CVS and a Dunkin'? There are millions of them all over the place.
That's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, Frank. You know, he was at.
You know where it is, right?
That's right.
It was by a CVS.
Where did you come off the highway?
There you go.
Hold on. Where did you come off the highway?
I have no idea.
Were you on the Staten Island Expressway?
Huh?
Were you off the Staten Island?
No, but right before the Verrazano Bridge.
You could have come over.
You know what?
The point is, Danny Aiello told me years ago. He goes, you know, Joe, he's a New York guy, of course, but he goes, Danny goes, you know, I live in Jersey. I love Jersey. He goes, but the Staten Island pizza thing, and it's true. And now I'm telling you, arbitrary. And I don't eat pizza because it's my favorite food aside from my mother's lasagna is pizza. I took a bite of this pizza. Boom. I wish I remembered then because I glanced
at it. Don't tell me you did what you did at Danino's where you took the cheese off and ate just the crust.
I ate two bites with the cheese, Frank.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Huge for
that's
me.
Big.
And it was a lot of cheese.
Off?
Yeah. It was so good I forgot to use. It was so good I forgot to use the restroom.
When we get Chaz on, Chaz has to yell at him for eating pizza. I had two bites with cheese on it, and then I took the rest of it.
I'm amazed you made it out.
Forget Mother Cabrini. She's got a problem.
Staten Island without being arrested for that. I mean, come on.
We did. Hey, 6:52. Debbie Duhamel is in the studio this morning here on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too, Joe. Thank you so much. Good morning, Frank and Al as well. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. First Ave is closed here in the 30s. It's all due to fire department activity. There's some type of a steam leak going on, guys, and that's the problem there. Jackie Robinson westbound at Kew Gardens. Watch out for a problem there. It looks like an accident blocking one lane. We're still seeing problems here on William Floyd northbound. That's going to be slowing down by Sunrise Highway. Everything closed with a pretty serious accident. Looks like some type of an investigation going on there as well. Inbound side of the GWB getting reports of an accident just being cleared. 40 in. At the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, 20 in from the Turnpike, about 35 to 40 in from 1 and 9. It's always kind of tough from that 1 and 9 approach. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes, as you head south, getting down toward exit 9, it's an overturned tanker truck. You're going to see delays with a lot of emergency activity at the scene. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
The Orange are back into ACC play the rest of the way. They visit NC State Thursday night, the 10th. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff with Orange pregame at 7 on AM970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University football.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There is no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
It'll be damp this morning with areas of fog, a little bit of rain and drizzle around as well, and then clouds giving way to some sunshine this afternoon, the high 68. Breezy and becoming chilly for tonight. We'll see rain moving into the city later on tonight, the low 54. For tomorrow, windy and chilly with occasional rain and drizzle, the high just 58. Then for Thursday, still cloudy, windy and chilly with more rain and drizzle at times, the high on Thursday, again, just 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Who are these strange weather voices?
I don't know. Just chair. I don't know.
I am going to.
Oh, hold on. Can you complain about anything else today?
No, I'm done. Oh, look, I just raised up. But Debbie, are you okay with that chair here? We've got a chair problem.
Very comfortable.
It's okay. But the restroom is clean, so that's good. 6:56 right now. I want to talk about balance of nature. I've been on a balance of nature journey. I invite you to do the same. Debbie, to my right, is on Balance of Nature. Frankie Fibrose is the guy. Give him the credit. He's told us first about Balance of Nature. Big Al, look at him. Look at him. Look, Balance of Nature, he carries it with him. I have my little Balance of Nature packs with me, my little Balance of Nature bottles. We are on the Balance of Nature journey. Antioxidants in capsule form. I should tell you it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, but within fruits and vegetables are antioxidants. The antioxidants fight all the free radicals in your body. My schedule is so nuts this week particularly. It's going to be the craziest all year. I have just upped my dosage, if you will, of Balance of Nature on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, the fine gentleman, brilliant gentleman, who came up with the whole concept of Balance of Nature. I feel great. And you know what? I don't want to jinx it. And I take it and I try to sleep when I can. You know, you got to take care of yourself, but you got to at least try Balance of Nature. You got to try it. So it's 800-246-8751. You know the number, 800-246-8751. And here we have this for you because I care about you when you're watching us, when you're listening to us like this, and we're all with the family here on the radio. This is something that we think will make your life better. Call or go online now. Become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, and we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. How about that? Limited time offer, so please don't wait. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Get this morning started, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. All right, we're here. Oh, need that balance of nature. Let it rip, Al. I don't even know what song that is, but I like it. Frankie Five Barrows in the house.
Turner.
I said what?
Brian Adams and Tina Turner.
Brian Adams, all right. And Debbie Duhaime is with us in the studio. Yay. The round of applause for Debbie, boys. Come on, we got this. Debbie with us. It's going to be a wild show this morning, so put your seatbelt on. And Chaz is going to be here. Chaz Palminteri. Terry's going to be here. Talking about Mother Cabrini, one of the great humans to walk the planet. She's a saint. To those of us who are Italian Catholic, and as we approach Columbus Day, we're a little concerned that Mother Cabrini doesn't get the credit that she deserves from the city of New York. You don't want to mess with Chaz Palminteri. Chaz on in the 8 o'clock hour. Colonel Jack Jacobs is a hero. He's a Medal of Honor recipient, one of a great warrior, And he is a gentleman like I've never met before. He will break down this serious situation and make all the sense in the world. Colonel Jack Jacobs with Piscopo and Frankie and Al and Debbie all in studio. And we're coming right back at you. Please don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.